This is Way of the Master Radio. I have the pleasure of being in studio right now with Mark Cahill. Chances are pretty fair you've heard the name. He is kind of a witnessing maniac. He's just a taller version of Ray Comfort without the mustache. His book, One Heartbeat Away, another book called One Thing You Can't Do in Heaven. And this is what I've invited Mark to do from markcahill.org. I know this is kind of putting you on the spot, dude, but I've heard you preach. I've heard you teach is what you prefer, right?
Yes.
So here you go. Go.
Church of the Lord Jesus Christ, wake up. Wake up. Are you doing things in your life that aren't going to matter for eternity? I have one of the simple mottos I live by. If it doesn't matter the day you die, it doesn't matter. And what matters the day you die is the Word of God will be in heaven for all of eternity. And souls matter for all of eternity. You must remember this. And we're caught up in other things right now that have no value to Almighty God. Tonight I'm speaking at an event, and at the end of it, I'm going to tell everybody at the end just to stand up. And you know what's going to happen? Everybody's going to stand up. And I'm going to look at that crowd, and this is exactly what I'm going to say. I said, think about this now, because I'm giving a talk on the lukewarm church. And I said, you know what? A fallen, sinful, pagan man told you to stand up. And everybody in this building, 1,300 people, are going to stand up. I said, yet the holy, righteous Son of God says, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, and you will not do it. The Lord Jesus Christ says, come follow me, and I'll make you fishers of men, and you don't want it. And how sad we become. We are following sinful man and what they tell us, but we will not follow the commands of the Lord Jesus Christ and what he says to do. Let me tell you something. That's got to change, church. We're worrying about all the sin in America. Forget the sin in America. I have the sin in the American church. People claiming the name of Jesus Christ and living in all this sin. The time is now to repent and get holy and righteous and sold out. Now, don't worry about becoming Ray Comfort or Kirk Cameron. Start witnessing today. One person a day. Witness to one person a day, every day. I have a buddy of mine. His goal is 10 people a week. That's all he does. Days, he'll go, he goes get coffee in the morning, talks with somebody. He'll stop at the mall on the way home from work just to chat with a couple people. But he makes it a goal every week, 10 people a week, because he's decided we need a difference made in America. The only reason darkness wins in America, because we've stopped letting our light shine. That's why. The United States of America, this great country we live in, now is the number one country in the world in murder, number one country in the world in divorce, number one country in the world in rape, number one country in the world with abortion by choice, abortion by force, is still China. The number one country in the world with people in prison. We have just passed Russia recently. And then not only that, the sin of America, we take it and we propagate it all through the world, through the Hollywood and the music industry. The truth of the matter is the United States of America is the most nasty, disgusting, filthy, despicable nation that's ever existed in the history of the world. At the exact same time, 90% of all missionaries take the gospel to the ends of the earth. 95% of all missionary money take the gospel to the ends of the earth comes from the United States of America. Question for you, is there a battle on for the soul of this country? The battle's waging. Would you get off the sidelines and get in the game? Would you watch the Way of the Master stuff and put it into practice? And don't say, oh, that was good teaching. Forget that. Put it into practice. Get off the sidelines. Get in your neighborhoods. I know a lady, her goal is to reach her entire street for the Lord Jesus Christ. She's prayed for every single household on the street, met every single person on the street, witnesses to every single person on the street. She found out the birthday of every single person on the street, bakes cakes, cookies, and pies for the people on the street. She has seen two entire households repent of their sins, come to the Lord Jesus Christ, plugged into her solid Baptist church on the corner, and the rest of her goal is the rest of that street. She doesn't have to get in a plane and go somewhere. She can go back to her neighborhood. But see, she has the mindset of a warrior for Lord Jesus Christ. One of our problems today is we're raising Christian children in America. We don't need Christian children. We need warriors for Lord Jesus Christ. Young people, adults, they can be radical, vibrant for Jesus Christ, taking light to darkness, taking truth to the lies in the streets. We can't expect lost people to walk in the church. We expect them to walk in the mall. We just need to walk into their life and get in that conversation. I know a young boy. I did a conference in Reno, Nevada. We went witnessing at a mall. We come back from this conference, and there's a little 12-year-old kid sitting in the back just crying. And so I just went back. I sat by him. I put my arm around him. I said, what's your name? He said, Akai. I said, Akai, why are you crying? He said, I have been praying to the Lord Jesus Christ to show me what my ministry is going to be. He's 12 years old. Who? Adults don't even pray that. He's 12 years old, asking the Lord what your ministry is going to be. We just got back from the mall witnessing, and he looked at me and said, and now I know. This little kid knew, as soon as he started sharing his faith in Jesus, he knew that's what he was created for. Church, that's what you were created for. Individual, born-again Christians, you were created to take the truth to the streets, to lost people. That's what your job is to do. This young man is now 19. Him and his buddies walk the streets of Reno, Nevada in front of the casinos and just witness the lost people on the streets. And he just tells me story after story as they hang out at midnight, 1 o'clock, reaching these lost people. I had an email from an 18-year-old boy the other day. He said, Mark, don't you ever forget. He said, we're not on a pleasure cruise going to heaven or in a battleship at the gates of hell trying to prevent anybody from going anywhere near that place. Oh, my goodness. That 18-year-old boy's got it figured out, but most of us adult Christians don't have it figured out. Him and his buddies ride the subways of Dallas and just ride the subways during the day and just start witnessing the people, sharing, handing tracks out. They got all the raised stuff and just going for it because they know what we're here for. I always tell people, die with no regrets. But if you died today, what regrets would you have? And I guarantee one of those regrets would be that there were people in your life you never took the time to share your faith with. If Paul could come back, Peter could come back, if Rachel Scott could come back, she wouldn't want to come back and go to the prom that she missed. She wouldn't come back and take those entrance exams for college or exams. Please, give me a break. She would want to come back, Peter, for one simple reason. Plant a seed with a lost person about the Lord Jesus Christ. I have met 9 or 10 different people. I have a chapter in One Heartbeat Away called The Flames, The Flames. It's all these near-death experience stories. I have met 9 or 10 different people who got the hell experience, not the heaven experience. I met people that saw lakes of fire they could feel the heat from. People told me that when they exited their body, they heard evil hissing laughter. I had a nurse tell me the other day she had a patient scream, the flames, flatline and die. Let me tell you something. It just adds right up to what our scriptures say. Hell is real. And sometimes I really don't care that people are going there. Let me tell you something. Lost people don't have the problem. Born again Christian, if you don't care where lost people are going to spend eternity, you've got the problem. And the problem, I mean, you're not even born again yet, must be the problem, okay? Because lukewarm, if you ever read Revelations, which I'll be preaching on tonight, the lukewarm church, God gave his opinion on it. He said, I will vomit you. I will spew you out of my mouth. It means a violent reaction. It is gross. It is nasty to him. Promise, it's not nasty to me. That's the problem. But he says in here, if you will just repent. And he says, I still love you. Here we go with repentance again. Would you repent of whatever sin, whatever idol worship from your job to your sports team to your college, whatever it is, that's holding you back from being radically on fire for Jesus Christ? Because let me tell you something, if your light is ever going to shine, it will not be when you die. Because the light of God is going to be so bright, your little light ain't going to shine. It's not your light anyways. It's the light of Lord Jesus Christ. But down here, we have so much darkness down here. It is easy for your light to shine. It's not going to shine that much at church. There's other light there. You must take it to the darkness. Take it to the streets. I was in Buckhead. It's the bar section of Atlanta one night. Struck up a conversation at 2 a.m. with this guy. At 2:30, this guy looks at me and says, he said, can I ask you a question? I said, yeah. I said, you're just walking these streets, talking to people about Jesus Christ. I said, yeah, basically. He said, you must really think you got the right answer. And see, that's what spoke to him. I walked into his world where his parting, his darkness was. And we just brought light right to him so he could hear it at 2 o'clock in the morning. But see, that's what they want. If you believe this strongly, lost people know you should be talking to them about it. They're waiting for you to talk. Okay? I've had people tell me, I had a guy tell me the other day at a college. He said, I have all these Christian friends in my fraternity who have never taken the time you just took to share with me the truth what happens when I die. And he was mad at them. But you know what? They ought to be mad at us that we don't care about their soul enough. Don't ever forget this. Luke 16. Rich man and Lazarus. Would you send somebody to put that tip of water on my tongue? Sorry. There's no crossing over. When you die, judgment's set, one or the other. But what did he say? Would you please send somebody to my 5 brothers. Do not let my 5 brothers come here. You ready for this, folks? People in heaven believe in personal evangelism. People in hell believe in personal evangelism. That's exactly what that man said. Send people to talk with my brothers. And here's the sad part. There are people listening today to this radio show, born-again Christians that do not believe in personal evangelism. How far have we fallen? Those days must end. And those days must end now. There's 150,000 more people walking off into eternity today. Do you care? But the big question is, do you care enough to do something about that? They're waiting to hear from you. Oh, there's war stories, but there's so many great stories. Those thank yous you get from people, the hugs you get from people, the phone calls you get from people that finally repent of their sins and become born again, the emails, that, trust me, it's all worth it. And if you never got one of those, it's still worth it. If you could ever live a life, well done. And here, well done, my good and faithful servant. Funny thing is, many people want to hear it, but very few people want to live it that can actually hear it. Please, repent of whatever's holding you back, that truly you can live a holy, righteous, bold, soul-winning life that you could possibly hear from the Lord Jesus Christ. Well done, my good and faithful servant. Great thing to the Way of the Master Radio. You're getting the truth here, the encouragement and the challenge and the tools. Now all you have to do is put it into practice. Because you're listening to this, that means you'll have no excuse in front of God because you just turned away from that good information. Forget that. Start putting it into practice so you can hear that from the Lord, that He was thankful for the life you led to glorify the name of His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ.